Results of the polygraph. If this was a wet blouse, there'd be the shadow of fingers. If a leaf poured from a can of paint, there'd be veins stiffened by the cold. If this was summer wind, there'd be laughter from across the lake. If an abandoned well, it'd smell of broken stone, and you could look down in the dark for the loose end of frayed rope. If this was a rusty nail, there'd be a little boy licking red dust from his fingers. If I was 13 again, it'd be a simple matter of off and on. Drag the pen, and pain runs down the block. If he was 20 again, he'd have cut himself and gone in after it, fist into brick. If the angle was right, it'd move through the flesh like a song climbs, swollen yellow up past the elbow. If a novel, there'd be a scream's chance of meeting again, somewhere unthinkable. If it were mine, one of us would miss the other in an empty street. There'd be the panic of living again, the act, like we knew far more than we did. If these were letters to you, they'd be in the well. If breached inside, there'd be ash on the hips and rattlesnake tea. When Paul Wittgenstein returned from the war, the family refused to pay Ravel for what he'd wrote to the phantom right hand. Often, we find, simply from impact, reasonable persons infer decisions on the part of others. If she told me she needed two things to count on, there'd have been these at least. If it hadn't been for the broken guitar string, her hair'd have blown left to right, across her face, and into my mouth. And no one would ask me what I said if I spoke any louder than this here.